Sorry, I mean, I give you a hard time. Okay, morning, everybody. I don't know how this is going to work. It's better than the mask, that's for sure. For me, anyway, it's more comfortable than the mask. It probably doesn't stop you getting the virus, but even though it says here that it does. But Bezrat Hashem, just let me see what's going on here. 1 second. Pause. No, okay, we're good to go. Okay. Come sit. Fine. So, Tov, people come and go, so they're missing out important stuff. The most important stuff you'll ever learn in your life. Is the sound okay? Yeah, because some people complained yesterday that the sound wasn't good. Everybody can hear me perfectly good. Everything's fine. Rav Shmuel, you can hear me?
Yes, very good. Very good. No problem. It's okay.
Okay, good. Excellent. No, because I was a bit worried. David yesterday said that there were people who couldn't hear me. Okay, fine.
Perfect.
Okay, good. Does anybody know what happened to Menashe? Menashe was coming every day and then it disappeared. I don't know what happened to him. He got his number. If someone can send me his number, I don't have his number. Anybody has Menashe's number? Come tell me the office has got it. All right, I'll try and get it.
I can send him an email.
Who's that?
Ellie, I can send him an email.
Okay, yeah, I suppose I could also send him an email, tell him to phone me. I'm missing him. Okay. So what are we dealing with? We're dealing with Yesurim. We said that in order for there to be a tzmicha, in order for there to be anything good coming out of the world, there has to be first a lack, a heder, a cholol, which is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that he first had to remove himself in order to create anything, because Kol Zman he's here, but full toikev, then there's no room for anybody else. And therefore, the way the world functions and works is that first you have to remove the Or Hashem, and then there's room to create a Bria, and then the Or Hashem comes back in, but it's hidden. That's the vault, it's hidden. And the way that that light comes back in, the way connect what's called the upper, the higher, the aboveness to where we are now is through the mitzvahs. That's what brings that Kedusha into the world, is the mitzvahs. That we spoke about yesterday. We had rise from it. Okay, fine. And then we asked, why did Hashem do it like this? So then we spoke a little bit about why Hashem created the world in order to be meitiv. Meitiv means to have the ultimate good, which means to have a dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be B'Tzelem Elokim, to have the koichus of the Ro'ilom. And we say the tachlis of the Bria is the dveikus HaGadayle B'Yeshu Shalayanu Megim al Yidei Kima Mitzvahs. Through the Kima Mitzvahs, that's how you get to this dveikus. There's no other way to get there except via the Kima Mitzvahs. Okay. Omo Ma'atam Adav Reish Mem Beis. We saw this. No, I said we did this, Mustama. This is very familiar. Morning, Rabbi Yosef. Again, let's do this from here. Let's go from here. Even though we've done this, but we need to get into. We haven't finished the paragraph. As a dimyon, the similarity between me and a Kodesh Baruch who grows more, kach gam nedavek b'yosef. So too, you cleave to him more. Atanu megim la'avon amuka yosef b'musa yisurim. And I understand, we're able to understand the essence of yisurim a little bit more clearly, but deeper perhaps. Kifeshet is by le'il, gilu metziusi yisparach le'nivroim, nasa dafka l'yedei ahedah. The gilui, it sounds counterintuitive, but the gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his metzias, the way he reveals himself to us is dafka by him hiding. Because if he wouldn't hide himself, then there wouldn't be you to be the recipient of his revelation. So first he has to hide himself, then he reveals himself in the header. HaKadosh Baruch Hu boros ilam yesh miayin. Vina Adam Nivro but Selemu bit the Musa Kamosha Kos Yivra Hashem es Elokim es Adam but Salma Me'etzem et Yosef hu doim le Yitzra. In his essence, We are Daimel Abayra. Not something external. In our essence, we Daimel Abayra. Why? Because he created us. But Selim Elokim, we're Chelok Elokam Imao. In the same way that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world via the header, via the lack, so too, Ha'odim Shenivra, but said with Rusha Hashem, Olav Lies Boyer Olamas, Boyer Sebechinas, Kiviochol Shilitziris Yesh Miayim. So too, us, the Moedikas Sugyadas, oh, this is a fantastic Sugyadas. Now you can sit there, Baruch, it's fine. No, yes. You think Chazan Ishiri for 2 meters? Are the steps getting in the way? That's good. Okay, let's set up. Okay, let's just do this again. There's a whole shear lurking in here. This is the Akeda. This is the generation we're dealing with. There's enormous amount. We're not used to speaking like this. We're not used to thinking about ourselves like this. We'll just say this again. The Yivra Emes Elokim Es Adam B'Tzalmoy. Hashem created us B'Tzalim. What does that mean? It means Me'etzim Metziyaisa Hudayim Eliyotra. That means in your essence, you're already similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're Daime. I don't know. Similar doesn't mean Daime. It doesn't mean similar. It means you have a Dmus. Ukeshem Shekadosh Baruch Hu Boros Oilem Yesh Miayin. The same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Yesh Miayin. Mitaych HaHeder HaMuchlat. In the middle of total nothingness. Therefore, we need to also be able to create Yesh Miayim. Now, that's an impossibility. What do you mean? We create Yesh Miayim. I want to make a table. I take wood. Where did you get the wood? The wood was created Yesh Miayim by Hashem. And I take it and I yetzer it. I can't be borrow you wood. There's nothing I do in the world that's Yesh Miayim. Yes, there is. Yes, there is, and we'll see. We have to discuss it, but that's what we're talking about here. Yesh mi yesh, we do all the time. Everybody can do that, but there's a bechira that we have since we created B'Tselem that we can also create yesh mi ayin. Yesh mi ayin. We'll see. We'll see. No example. We'll see. We'll see. You have to understand the sugya first. Examples. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. By the way, that's the. That was mine. That's broken. That's we'll see. Oh, it's a major sugya. That's a major sugya. You want an example? The Akeda. That helps you. That helps you all. Everybody understand the Akeda. That's all. The Akeda was the Nisoyin of Yesh Miayin. Avraham Avinu had to create Yesh Miayin from a total header. We'll see. We'll see. We have to bonetze b'savlanut. Okay. Therefore, set up in the world is lacking. And our job in this world is to fulfill and to be mashlim, those chesreinus. In that way, you become doime lekoine. What brings about this emptiness, what brings about this header, this hollow, is the yisurim. Then it says, where do you get the opportunity to reveal all the koiches or nefesh that you have inside of you? Is dafke in that cholo which gets created. It becomes more and more doime laKadosh Baruch Hu in the most etzimness that you can get to, in the nekudas etzim of being a bir yesh miayin. We saw this yesterday, but I just, a lot of people went, yeah, whatever, and you have to see this properly. When we get to understanding this properly, we want to understand it. You have this wonderful, perfect Avrech, yeah? He's brilliant in planning, learning, he's got a wonderful whole Torah and year and his children, all the things that you'll ever find. That's your classic, perfect, you know, like... And his wife is an Ashes Chayel, Achva, Ava, Vachva, Shalom, Verus, Shurim, Bebenim, Gampan, Osomatsuim, Berevach, everything, Mamashat, perfect. He's got nothing to daven for because everything's perfect. Vachan Avrech says, Shrekara, Latoyra, Vavoyde, Yoyma, Velayla, Oilu, Misale. Dying in, he's going up and up, wonderful. Yachinim, Akora, Be, Soga, Be, Malay, Ki, Hu, Enu, Oil, Elibim, Is Geras, Yesh, Miesh. What's he doing? He's taking doing it. He did very well, and he gets half of that. He's not creating anything new. He's got everything. So using what else he's creating shmiach. Amna maskil on the chun natzelis at name of. He likes anything from nothing. He likes what he has and he uses it correctly. So that's gewaldic. That's fantastic. Many of us don't even do that. Good, okay. Whatever. Dafka Adam Shakabi made Soren Kolshan, then im Mubuda, Bedroch, Vanirs, or Shetzret, Slobayot, Pachinuch, Elodim, Shalom Bais, Sheshli Yusurim, Umakoiv. Take another person. He doesn't have all per. A sick person, maybe he's sick, maybe he's got problems of shalom bias, chinuch. The range of problems are that a person has, he's strung with all these different things, panosa. Dafka Adam Zeh, b'shar shehu mitgabeh, mit'alev ne'lechem l'marot ha'kol. When he himps himself up, and he fights, and he goes, and he battles, and he does what he has to do, b'matoich madot la'vis Hashem k'roi, serve Hashem properly, even though he's getting battered. Who's there, shiviyach? He's creating yayin. He's taking something he doesn't have and he's working with it. This is very, we have to understand this today. We're talking about in Atima Saleh. There's an Isoyin. All the bad midas and all the problems that a person has, there's always a tzad good that you can use to pick yourself up and turn it around. Ledugma, there's kas. There's kas, bad midah, terrible midah. But there's a positive tzad to kas. You can use cars to fight your yayara. You can use cars to give yourself energy, to move properly. Not against other people, but Gaiva, for example, the Ocha Sadiqim says is a positive tzad to Gaiva. A person has to be mechubadik, he has to dress properly, he has to... You can always take, there's a positive aspect of a midah that you can use to pick up and use that midah correctly. Chofetz Chaim says there's one midah that has nothing good about it at all. And that's the nisoyin of this Atimus Alev. A closed heart. You just don't feel it. You just don't feel the connection. That, by the way, is the Nisoyin of the Akedah. Avinu went to the Akedah with Atimus HaLev, with Bildas. I'm not going into now because that's not our whole Shira and Son has to be built properly. I will just take that as a given for now. And that, if you see it, if you look in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, so it brings down a Sorah Nisoyinus Hara Avram Avinu. I really tell Nisoyinus. Then it says, Sorah Mamoros. Yeah, and then it brings down, two or three Mishnahs later, it brings down the 10 things that were created before Shmoshes. Watch this carefully. The Vilna going out, the Esamakas also fits into this picture. But that's the subject now. The Sarah Nisoinus of Amram Avinu parallel the Asara Maimorites, but backwards. In other words, the last Nisoin parallels the first Maimah. What was the first Maimah? Bracious. Bracious. It's not a mimer, it's just brace. It's a mitziut. Bracious is yesh miayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Akedah of Nisoyin, where Avraham Avinu to create miayin. All the other Nisoyinus, Avraham Avinu was yesh. He knew what he was doing, the Rotzen Hashem. And with Cheshek, doing the Rotzen Hashem, he went and did it. The Akedah, he knew what the Rotzen Hashem. How did he know? Because he didn't feel it. Avraham Avinu knew what the Rotzen Hashem was. Rotzen Hashem was for himself. He knew when to eat matzahs, and he knew what to do. Every mitzvah he knew to do. He knew to jump into the fire. He didn't know he was going to be saved. But he knew that that's what you have to do. You have to give up your life. He had a machleit of Noach. Noach held it's also to give up your life. Avram Avinu paskin was mutter. He had a chiyuv. And he jumped in knowing that that was the... So he did a kishek with his life. On the way to the Kedah, he felt nothing. He couldn't understand. He's going off to do his voy Hashem. Yeah. What's the last thing that was created by Nishmashoy? No. Tzav. You can't create a pair of pliers. So Hashem had to create by Nishmashoy, the first pair of pliers. Because you can't, if you don't have a first pair of pliers, you can't create a pair of pliers. That was the Akedah. He didn't have what to work with. And the truth was, he was right, because it wasn't the Rotzen Hashem. The Rotzen Hashem was his Yitzchak shouldn't get shechted. Hashem didn't tell him to shecht him. He said, La'ale al-Allah, bring him up to the mountain. What's going on here? That's the Nisoyin of Yesh Me'ayin, and that comes from the ultimate header that you can have, which is what he's saying here, which is what? Atimus Alev. when it's just all closed and cold, and you feel a Shabbos and you want to feel a Kedushas Yontif and you want to, and it's just, you just, you don't feel it. You just, it's just, it's not there. What do you do? But what did Avraham Avinu do? The okay. He was awkward himself. You bind yourself and you tie yourself to the thing and you wait until it opens up. You don't go away. You don't go away. You wait until the Yesh Me'ayin kicks in and it happens eventually. If you stick around, wait, you'll... Rav Chaim Waksman is a big commercial for this. You have fundraiser, one of the best fundraisers in the world. Yeah, anybody needs to raise money from the most difficult people in the world, they hire this guy. So the guy wants to raise for his yeshiva, so he finds up the guy, he hires him, he says, fine. He comes to him, he says, okay, take me to the rich guy in town. He says, the richest guy in town, no one ever got a penny out of him. This guy, Mama, he said, take me to him. The guy there, they knock on the door, big mansion, whatever. Opens the door, what do you want? Guy standing on the top of the stairs there, whatever, screams down. These guys, get them out of my house. What are you doing here? Who let you in? So he doesn't, he says, okay, fine. As he's walking out, he says, wow. Says to the other guy, he says, well, you should have heard what the Rav had to say about this guy today. Such wonderful things, you see. Guy comes back down the stairs. By the way, what did the Rav have to say about me? What, by the way, he has $5, you know. What did the Rav have to say? No, he said this and he did. He said, once purple and blah, blah, blah. And this other guy can say, what a generous man you are, especially on whatever. He got schmoozing him up. Eventually started telling him about the yeshiva. Put your name on the building and we'll give you this. And then when I with a big check, I said to him, how do you do that? He said, I saw this guy's problem, he's covered. Problem with covered, so I used the covered to get the donation. Right, who's next on the list? He says, this is the guy, most beautiful house in the street. What he says, no, take me to the guy's door that's in the second most beautiful house in the street. Knock on the door, whatever, sour, angry man opens the door. Hey, what are you doing here? Who is it? Get out of my house, whatever. So he just ignores him. He says, thanks. He says, your house next door is a beautiful house, much nicer than this house. I says, what are you talking about? That house is junk. Those doors are bad noise. He says, no. And I heard the guy in there, such a fantastic, such a big, and he's such a, I says, what are you talking about? Him about, where did he even get stock? I said, no, I heard he gave to this one. He gave to this one. He said, no, you're talking nonsense. Whatever, he double, you know. So, well, I had a COVID problem. He had a jealousy problem, whatever. So use the jealousy problem to turn it around. Yeah? Okay. He says, who's next? He says, guy, you got no chance. I'm telling you, the bear, no one's ever got money out of this guy, and I'm telling you, you've met your match. He says, take me, let's go there. Go to the house. Looks at the, but there's no door. There's no windows. There's just cinder blocks, whatever. Goes around to get in. He says, I told you, it's your match. You never get in. Let's go. He says, no, no. He says, staying here. Wouldn't you stay? What are you going to stay for? What's the purpose? What are you staying for? What are you going to help stay here for? There's the thing there. He says, listen, there's somebody inside. You have the voices. Somebody's inside there. If there's someone out there, must have got it somehow. How? But I'm going to sit around and wait for them to come. So when they come, they don't get much from them. The marsh. The marsh is you've got to admit, so you take positive effects of that, then you can use it. You can use it. You've got a jealousy problem. Can I say? You have jealousy. Learning better than you. It's better than you. Use that to value yourself. You have a problem with cult. You can use it. At Salev, this door, this chart of mine, completely sitting. But this is not a simple one. This is a heart that Akash Bor created. And he said, after this, I shall call the Vav, call Namsh. Right now, I don't see any way out of it. It's just really dark. It's miserable, and there's depression in the world, and there's darkness. So, no. But I know that the heart is there's something about that heart. Hashem made heart. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to buy myself. I'm going to be off myself massive. I'm going to wait. And when you wait, something will happen. Something will happen. That's what Avraham Avinu did. The way to the Akedah, knowing it wasn't the thing to do, knowing that. The Yitzhak, the future of Klal Yisrael. Something was driving him mad. The whole instruction of Hashem to Avraham Avinu was humble, bow. He didn't tell him to go. He didn't tell him what. The whole confused. Doesn't tell him which son, this one, which. Just tell him what to do. Take him over to the mountain and Shech. That's not what he says. Where are you going? Also, when we get. Abba, where's the sell oil? See wood and the knife and see an oil. Just tell me, you the oil. He works out remes, all things confusion. Midrash says the mazalos were in confusion. The stars sitting in place and there's total confusion down there. That's still an available lot. That's tav b'tav. You want to get a buyer. You have to have a buyer. If you don't have a buyer, what are you going to do? Wait. You wait. And you wait until someone gets a supplier. That's what happens. You keep going. Revolbi said, was it the kuf where he couldn't daven? He didn't have by the bird also. He couldn't daven properly. So what did he do? You daven properly. Daven cheshek. And he went and opened up. He says, if a person's daven with cheshek and he can't and he's feeling it hard, so what do you do? Then say the words. What happened? Eventually, it'll open up. It's closed forever. The purpose of Yisurim creates the open space, which enables us to gale ourselves and to be yesh mi'ayin. That's obviously a function of bechira. Yesh mi'ayin is only something that only that someone has bechira can that. If you don't have bechira, then you're not anything. You're just like this guy in the first avrech here. He's just got everything going good for him, everything in place, everything's there. And he's just, he's taking wood and a table. Yeah? The Valdik. But there are people that don't have wood. So what do they do? He needs a table. He's a dookie way. Right, builds and he does and he continues to wait and work and eventually it opens up. Okay. Yep. Oh, that's the beginning story. The beginning of the story, that's the end of the marshal. There wasn't a story, there was a marshal. That was the end of the marshal. Beginning of the story is I'm a cinder block. Yeah, and I see there's a Jewish heart here, and it's such, I don't feel anything, I don't feel chik, I don't feel good, I feel isolated, I feel alienated. There's no door, can't get into my heart. That's the beginning of the story. You know what I'm saying? Okay. A Tavi native is a Mayim Rishal Batanya, the morim akadim daf shesamach dad, shechamishim yonah shal dvei kateri, einim yesa adam, 50 years of still learning Torah doesn't be worse than vakers like being Kabbalah Yisurim, Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'av. It's very hard to be Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'av. You didn't learn Torah for 50 years. You never learn Torah, is going to have a time being Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'av. I do that. But that's what the Ba'al HaTanya says. Asibi, Kabbalah Yisurim, it's vakers mamash. You're Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'av. That is Baruch to Hashem. That is the vakers. The Matthias of the hair, the fact is a chasor, it is the dvaikas. That's the space, that's the clearing in the forest to get to Torah and mitzvahs. That's the only place person come and for the purpose of which is to keep the shava when you don't have the, when you have the, the claim that you need, you make the pechus yesad itself. That's when you double to a baruch hu, because the boyro loves yesh mi'ah, he's boyri yesh, and we are forced to find a way to be boyri yesh. Namush es advarim b'shul dim yoyin. Let's bring a imaginary from Marshall, yeah. Itala tiki kas mochona hamusulas latich, but test shyness lafum leyalim. We saw in the Chayvus Lavav. You have a mishnah that can little bits of men make dams out of it. Yeah, to that dam and not there anyway. Dimin anymore. They make real dam in a machine to do. Okay. So, mochona achso seik ba'afiches zahav leyamim. One machine makes bits and pieces and take diamonds. No one takes gold and money into diamond. The diamond is more expensive than gold. Okay, for the marshal would have said that. But you understand, it's quicker to take gold and make it into diamonds. The raw metal is much more expensive. So how does that look? Lumasok ha'ruchanacher shibotech ha'yitzrochu magia. Another machine that takes a long time. You put in the machine, it's a diamond. A lot of hard work takes a lot of time. Which machine do you choose? The one that is gold and makes garments cheap. Or the one that is gold and makes garments, but it's a long time. You arrogant for the quick expense.
So whichever makes more money. It depends on
okay. So I'm not trying to understand the question. I'm not trying to understand the question properly. I'm having hard to see what to do. Okay. Kolam skill on the chor. Chabo is my name. It's Sarah. Let me marry. Anybody with a brain, take the machine that makes it orbit. Who says you'll have gold? Who's you got? I can't afford it. So I'm going to make that a gold. Zero zero. And the put's my desk because you spend $1,000 on the. But if you go, you pick as much as you want. No shortage. No, my ali chore chumag. Avalu shave. Koima goes, I'm in the call shave. And it didn't leave him. And it me yod adirot lian lomim lulado. Many dungeons you is that in kind of pache. Gold is easy to get your hands on. It's expensive. And the profit much less. Yeah, you can as much as you want. The press profit something. אחינו מינא מוקים בואים ממיקנו שלוי לחנו נסתת למשמויאס מייס בדיל של ביאס קוי נפש עמוק בטון ואימון תוך הנאי תוי איפן טיבי בנפש סטופ יא פיק דס אפ אגיין מור the the mo is a muscle could it again but we have to this is stuff this is easy stuff. But that's what's being asked, and that way was why that was the 10th Nisoyin. The Rambam says to Avraham, I'm past this Nisoyin, I've got nothing to tell the Goyim. Well, the first nine tests were enough. No, all the first nine tests, Yesh Mi Yeh. Avraham can also do that. Only when Avraham went to the test of Yesh Ayin, separated him completely from Messiah, it became a total Bria Chadusha. How's Zoom John out there? You okay? Still working around?
Hashem, thank you, Rav Sher.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to still continue, even though we can't make it to the Medrash.
I don't know. I've got a problem with my sound, and I don't know what it is. I can't properly when you guys talk. I don't know how to solve the problem.
Speak to one of those tech guys there.
I've got to get a mop before they can have it. See, my mop broke. I have to wear it to go to court. In other words, I died a mop, you know. Come and eat you guys. Joseph, do you want to talk to me now? Just, I want to promise.
I'm not sure what's happening. You can't hear us?
No.
When we speak, you can't hear us?
After Ama Yosef, no.
I can hear you.
Talk to me.
We can hear you. I can hear you.